You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on ATM.
Hey, welcome back, guys. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Took us about 1 minute to come on today. There was a lot of people joining on, wanted to give them some time so the lines don't get crossed and crowded. So glad to have you guys back again. You just don't know. It's been one crazy week, I tell you. You know, I ran into some people that wanted to come on today, you know, two different gentlemen that wanted to share their stories and let people know what they're going through and how these situations could possibly lead into toxic criminal situations. So they wanted to come on and vent today, and they wanted to share their story and hopefully get some feedback from, you know, our listeners to see how they could possibly get past certain things. And I do love you guys sending the questions. It's really great. It really helps out a lot, I tell you. To just put things in the right perspective for a lot of people, because a lot of people just don't have the answers that they're looking for. Either it's answers they don't have, it's closure that they don't have, and they don't know how to exactly move on from toxic relationships. You know, it's very sad to say that a friend of mine called me today, and he's on the job, but he's on the job in another sector. But he called in a depressive state today, you know, and I felt as though he needed to come on the show. He needed to air out whatever's going on, because sometimes when you talk about things and you air it out, you have a better feeling at the end because you know that someone is there for you. You know, and I had to let him know, listen, I'm here for you. And, you know, if you need to talk, I'm here day or night, you know, because that's what friends do for friends that are going through situations. And sometimes people may feel like they don't want to burden you because you're either in a relationship or you're married, such as myself, and they don't want to call because they're like, what would their spouse think of me calling because I'm going through something and I can't be man enough to face my own actions with dealing with this problem. And sometimes it's more of a resolution of calling someone saying, hey, listen, I'm about to explode. I need to talk to someone. I mean, this is why they have those hotlines set up. You know, the suicide line. They even have the gambler's hotline if you feel like you want to go gamble. People have all types of addictions to relieve their stress. My addiction, personally, is shopping. I have a bad shopping habit if there's something bothering me. So everyone has some form of stress in their life. You're not exempt from anything. So, you know, raise your hands. You guys all hear me. You know, so you do go through everyday stress as a regular person. It's called life. And these are the things that you go through on a daily basis. It may be workplace stress. It may be family stress. It may be relationship stress. It may be children's stress. It's all forms of stress today that we deal with. And some people don't have an outlet to make that difference in their life. You know, like my friend said to me today, well, at least you have your husband. If you're going through something, you can talk to him. And I had to say, thank goodness I have a great husband that I can talk to, because not everyone has that perk in their life. You know, so I'm very grateful to be in that position. If something's bothering me and I go venting off, guess what? He's the guy that's going to sit back, going to be that ear, going to be that shoulder. And he is going to ride it out with me. You know, sometimes you can be in a marriage and you still don't have that partnership of where you have a great line of communication. So all of these things can lead to toxic situations where domestic violence, you know, pops in. You know, I'm not even going to throw that word so freely, because there's all forms of domestic violence. It could be verbal and it's considered domestic violence. It doesn't have to be physical at all times, because, you know, on a federal level, if you yell at someone at the top of your lungs, that's considered an illicit threat to someone, and someone can go down to the Fed building and say, this person yelled at me and now I'm in fear of my life. Well, now they have them and they're trying to figure out, well, I didn't put my hands on them. All I did was yell. That's all it takes nowadays. You know, this new terrorist act they came out with since 9/11, they consider you really to be a terrorist if you have this type of behavior, you know. And let's jump into calling someone, harassing them. This is all acts of terrorism to some capacity, you know. So when people think about, I'm going to harass you now, I'm going to call you, I'm going to make fake pages about you, all of these things are a form of harassment. And what people don't know is, you know, you will be and can be charged. And for fake internet postings, you're posting someone else's picture, pretending to expose them. Did you hear about what just happened with Cardi B and that podcaster that was putting out rumors about her, how she had, you know, herpes and all this other stuff? Well, she sued her civilly. And because she had the proof of these postings, she actually drug her behind into civil court and she won. So yeah, guys, I've had a similar situation to that where I had this stalker with, I don't even know this person, but posting RIPs on social media. And I'll tell you my version of RIP. It's not like I'm buried, I'm dead in the ground, but it's reckless internet postings. And when you have this type of behavior, there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. You know, you try to forewarn people. When you start doing idiotic stuff like this, trying to discredit people, you're going to get what the hand calls for, you know. But there is, it's bigger than that person. It's usually the minnow, and they become the guppies. And mind you, the guppies are the ones that always end up getting in trouble because they feed off of misinformation. And when you feed off of misinformation, you know, it can lead you in a bad place. So sometimes it's better to stay out of people's situations because sometimes, you know, it's not even your situation. It's other people's situations that's going to damage you for the rest of your life. So you have to be smart, put on your thinking cap and say, is this what I want to be a part of? Do I want to have a record of harassment or disorderly or whatever the charges may be? Do I want to be that person that has to even go on a job interview, or I'm self-employed, let's say a person that's self-employed, I have to now get a bank loan and they do background checks for bank loans. How are you ever going to be a successful business person with this type of record haunting you? Even, I'll tell you guys, another situation, you know, there's a young lady that I do know, and she gets into a heated argument with a guy that she's seen at, you know, he owns a bar lounge. They're involved. And she loses her cool because there's other women, you know, bar lounges. Guess what happens? This is what happens. The guy becomes now the king of the crop. He's the top guy. Everybody wants to know who's the owner. Who are you? You know, so he gets all of these women that flock to him. And now this young lady, she's standing by and she's like, well, you know, maybe I'm not what he really wants. She loses her cool. She actually goes outside at the end of the night. Everyone's leaving. She initiates to drive her car over these women that were speaking to her boyfriend. He's in the public eye. He's a people person. This is his business. This is what he does. He has to communicate with his guests. This is how he makes his money to take you out and, you know, buy you nice things. But she took it upon herself to take it a step further and run, well, allegedly, but she was arrested for it, run these women over with her car. You know, to make any sense of that, I can't even fathom to think about what would make her do that. And she's a professional. And I, you know, unfortunately, these are some of the things that happen when you're in a position with a socialite that is friendly You know, remember Joe being Joe, wife 215, that type of situation, guys. And, you know, sometimes you're a little too friendly and things could go left, you know, so it's better to say, you know, this is my position. This is what I do for a living. You have to be in with it or you have to be out with it. You know, that way people don't feel offended when they see another woman, you know, maybe touching your arm or, you know, touching your leg or maybe just patting you. It could be something as simple as that or just a smile. And in the back of someone's mind, they're like, that smile doesn't look right. You know, it's something more to this. That can lead you in a very bad place today. You know, so it's better to sometimes know the situation that you're going to get into. Another situation, guys, I'll tell you about is all factual stuff for sure. It just unbelievable stuff, of course. But this gentleman, he's, you know, having a little fling with a girl who's not of his speed, but, and I know both of the individuals, by the way, she's not of his speed, but he starts claiming in his mind that they're in a relationship. And guys, when I tell you, she showed me all types of receipts. Yes, I have receipts, okay? Receipts of her traveling with other men in other states, other countries, dinner dates, tons of dinner dates. But in this guy's mind, he thinks that they were in a relationship, you know? And like I said to her, maybe you were a little too friendly. Maybe you gave a little too much, you know, personal life. Maybe you should have just kept them in friend zone, you know, put them in a box, close it up. And if you want to play with it, you take it out, you play with it and you throw it back in the box and you seal it up so it doesn't come out, never comes out type of situation until you're ready to like let it out the box. But it's just a sad situation because people think sometimes that you are together with them when you're truly not. You're doing you, you're having fun. And this ended up being a toxic situation because then he began to call her cell phone. Of course, what she's saying to me, he would call her cell phone while she was sitting right in his house and wonder why wasn't her ringer on her phone on. Now, isn't that strange, guys? Listen, guys, you know how you guys are today, or let's say the guys that are not normal. So, you know, it just behooves me to think that he's calling her and she's sitting right in his house and her phone is not ringing and he wants to know why. Well, guys, I'll tell you why. The reason why is because she has other guys and she doesn't want those guys calling, obviously, while she's at his pad. So, you know, all these things added up. Of course, maybe he's a smart guy, maybe he's not. But, you know, it's more like, why are you calling her? She's sitting in your home. It didn't register to me. But guys, I got more to tell you about that story. Let's take a quick commercial break and I'll be right back.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, more to talk about, I tell you. But back to the story of the young lady who is turning off her phone ringer and sitting in this man friend. We'll call him man boy. That sounds good. Man, because only boys would play tricks like that. You know, either the ringer is on or it's off. You know, there is no two-way street here. It's the one way, it's up or it's down. So if you got to go that far, man boy, to see if her ringer is on, and, you know, not only that, guys, but he starts stalking other guys that she's looking at. she tells me about a situation where, you know, she met a guy, she was buying some stuff out of Home Depot, and little does she know, she had eyes for this younger stud who works in the lumber department at Home Depot. And he starts to go stalk the guy. He starts going to Home Depot, making his presence known, like, hi, I heard you know a friend of mine. I mean, unusual behavior for a man boy. Well, not necessarily, but you know what I mean. What man is going to go that far with a woman, mind you, who's going on vacations with other men, who's spending the night at other guys' houses? What man boy is going to go that far to make himself known to another young stud, you know, that, hey, we have mutual friends, you know, and this guy, the young stud, is looking at him like, well, who is our mutual friend and who are you? You know, and he's more like trying to befriend him so he can find out information about her. You know, stalker tendencies, but not good on his behalf, because she's still on the side, guys, still remains friends with the guy and puts young stud on notice. Look, here's a picture of this guy. If he comes to ask you any questions, just tell him anything, but just don't tell him you know me. You know, I couldn't understand the backstory to that, because for one, I don't know if she was trying to appease him. That seems like a popular word today. So we'll say maybe she was trying to appease him with confidence, because maybe this stalker guy, man boy, had no confidence. If you have to go that far to stalk someone else because you don't know where you are in the relationship with someone, it should have been telling you a lot. She's going on trips, okay? You call her, she doesn't answer her phone. That is usually the red flag of there's somebody else. And for you guys out there that actually are in situations like this of, you know, you're calling, she's not answering the phone. Yeah, she's with someone else. Okay, you call the first time, she doesn't answer. Maybe she's really busy or can't get to her phone. But you're calling two and three times and no answer. You know, so to appease him. In actuality, she had like Shabba Ranks, the singer, that, you know, the reggae artist. She had a trail. She had her own trailer load. You know, she had a trailer load of men. You know, she was more like a female Shabba Ranks. And she basically had no care or concern about being in a relationship with this guy, because if she did, it would have been, oh no, I'm with my guy. I'm not trying to get the young stud at Home Depot. You know, I'm not trying to get with my coworkers. You know, he's caught her out there a few times, but he just couldn't put it together. And I would take it, guys, that he's a smart guy, because some things she told me that he accused her of, she was actually doing. She was actually going out on dates. She was actually, you know, seeing other men, vacation. I don't know if it was an age factor. Maybe he was too old to like move as fast as she was moving, because he was an older gentleman from what I do know. And maybe she was moving a little too fast and he just couldn't catch up. You know, I don't know if he was slow or not. I couldn't answer that question. But if you can't catch on to the first thing of, I can't get in touch with you and we're supposed to be in a relationship, that's the first red flag of, this is about to go left. She really doesn't want me. She's just trying to appease me. You know, why fight with the bear? Because if you keep poking the bear, these are some of the things that will happen. You know, people are going to get upset. And for this gentleman in her situation, he did get very upset with her. And unfortunately, she had to take things a step further and some charges And it's just a sad thing that people can't be mature enough to say things that are really on their minds. You know, from my understanding of the whole situation, she basically was trying to appease him because he was like a guy that wasn't attractive. You know, he was overweight. He didn't have a great smile. She said his teeth were like a picket fence. You know, it was just things that she should have said from the beginning, I think, guys, to not turn that situation into a bad one. Honesty is the best policy when you're in relationships or friendships that you really don't want to be in. You know, sometimes it's good to not appease the person, but just let them go find their equal, you know, go find that person that matched his style, you know, older woman, maybe, you know, her looks may event. They could resemble each other, dressed like twins. But it's just a sad situation when people are put with their backs against the wall. Another situation, guys, that I had firsthand knowledge, the person wanted to come on the show, but they weren't quite ready to talk about the toxic relationship. And I had to forewarn this gentleman that he needed to leave the relationship because he started to become a stalker, you know, and it was because of no communication, no clarity. The young lady said, listen, I guess we're together. We're not together. They actually lived together. And he started seeing the patterns, but he caught on a little too late. She was already, you know, knee deep in with whoever else she was seeing. So he decides to put a tracker on her car. He puts the tracker, not one tracker, but two trackers on her car. And guys, guess what? He witnesses her. He gets this alert on his phone from the tracker. Ding, 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 where she is. He appears at the hotel that she's walking out the door from. And immediately he jumps out of his car like an emotional person would do and confronts her. So what are you doing here? And she's like, well, I'm here because I was too intoxicated to get home. Guys, it's 5:30 in the morning at this point. I was too intoxicated, you know, to get home. So this is where I ended up. My girlfriends rented a room for me. So he's like, well, where are your girlfriends? They could have easily drove you home. So guys, the mysterious part about this story is how the tracker was already on the car. He got the ding ding because when she came from underground with the car, okay, from valet service, the car sat there for a while and he was able to get there in time once he saw the ding ding on his phone of where she was actually at. And guys, listen to this. It wasn't in a secret hideaway. It was not too far from where they lived. So it didn't take him long to get there. But this type of behavior could have led him in a very bad place because let's say the guy that she was in the hotel with coming out and he's confronting him, he's confronting her. And some guys nowadays, they don't want to be confronted. Like they'll challenge you, you know, depending on the woman that they're trying to, you know, have grabs on, they will challenge you. And they may know, and this can lead to a very bad situation, very, very bad, toxic situation. So my first piece of advice was to him, of course, what you did was a federal crime. Okay. You can't just run around putting trackers on cars just because you feel like you want to catch her in the act. Doesn't work that way, you know, and mysteriously, she wanted to know, how did he know where I was? So she takes the car to a garage and the mechanic found the trackers and like, oh, look what we got here. We got a tracking device and it's on your car. So immediately she calls him and blasts him out. I can't believe you put a tracker on my car. Does this mean you don't trust me? Yeah, of course he doesn't trust you. He's putting trackers on your car. Mind you guys, she's leaving the hotel with the car that he bought her. So that comes up that situation. Lead down the wrong path nowadays. People can't control their emotions. People don't know how to control their emotions. you know, I'll give you an example of a emotional person. I went to get a pedicure and she's filing my toenails in a different way that I usually get them filed. And I ask her for the toenail file and she says, okay, here you go. So I'm showing her, because now you're a new nail tech for me, I'm showing her, this is how I like it. She begins to get enraged. And when I handed her back the nail file, guess what she does? She doesn't even say, thank you for showing me. I'm looking forward to you being my customer. She snatches the nail file out of my hand like she stole it from me. And I just couldn't think about, you know, what this woman was thinking when she ended up in a bad situation had it not been me. If it was someone else, you know, the different type of crowd of people that come in and they're not happy with their nails and they begin to like break things and throw things and destroy the whole salon. It could have been that type of situation, but she's lucky that she had me in her chair because, you know, I'm just not that person to lash out. I kind of understood maybe it was childhood trauma and maybe that was a flashback for her of someone disciplining her on to do something the right way. So I didn't take it personal, you know, about what she did, but she did snatch it hard. She didn't put the proper gel shine on my toes. I left with my toes being unshined, you know, and I was okay with that. And then at the end, I still gave her a favorable tip because I said, you know what? Maybe she's just having a bad day and maybe I could do something to brighten her day. Sometimes it doesn't hurt to actually be nice to someone. You know, being nice to someone is free. It costs you absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And guys, you know, at times it's very sad that you can put yourself in a very bad, compromising situation that is not warranted. You know, sometimes it's not even your issue. You make it your issue and you stick your nose where it doesn't belong. And then you're the guppy for the minnow, and the minnow got away. He didn't even get eaten, you know, when they all should have been eaten. But guys, I got to tell you, come right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, G Buys Philly.
Hey guys, see you all still here, ready to listen in. That's a good thing. Well, I wanted to top the night off for you guys with this incredible story. And people don't sometimes understand that the way a person smells can lead to toxic situations. And it could end up being very violent. You know, I'm going to tell you first, there was a story that came out about a year and a half ago of a woman who, you know, had some issues with smelling weird or whatever. The boyfriend asked her to go take a shower and she refused. You know, she said, I took a shower before I came to your house. It's no reason for me to take another shower. This situation led to a very bad ending for her, you know, just really bad. The boyfriend, he got mad because she refused to take a shower. and he stabbed her in the eye numerous times. Now, I don't know what the eye had to do with the whole body odor smell. I'll never understand that part. But he stabbed her in the eye several times, due to the dispute of her not wanting to take a shower, you know, when she got to his home. There's another situation where, you know, and people go through this all the time. It's just, what do you do about it? You know, and people don't think that these little minute situations cause toxic body odors. And thank goodness some people will not result to violence. They will just leave the relationship instead of enduring the smell, you know, and say, listen, hey, this is not for me. You know, I have tons of male friends. I have a lot of brothers, by the way, guys. And I've heard some of the weirdest, craziest stories of all time about body odors. And it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. It's man and woman, male and female. You know, it's toxic, you know, because some people have a sensitive nose and they can't tolerate certain smells. And if someone is expressing to you that you need to go take a shower, you need to go maybe see a dentist, because some people do suffer from houses, lives. It's not for, you know, a joke. Some people really have foul body odor smells. And, you know, this one friend that I have, and I'm quite sure she wouldn't mind me sharing her story. She called me the other day and she says, I'm in a situation where I believe it's toxic. What should I do? I said, well, what's going on? And she says, this is the second time I'm with this guy and he smells like the trash didn't go out. And she said he took a shower, and after he took a shower, he laid in the bed and he still smelled like a trash can that was in the bed with her. And she felt like she was going to lose it. She said, because she felt like he went in the shower, like not physically in the water, but went in the bathroom and turned the water on like he pretended to take a shower, because he came back out smelling the same. And she felt like she was losing her patience. She was about to lose it and something bad could have happened. Like, I just told you to take a shower. Like, I don't lay in the bed with dirty guys. And basically the guy just ignored her and said, you know, I don't think the smell is on my body. I think it's because I left the trash in the kitchen overnight. So she goes back a third night and the same issue. She says he gets in the bed after his shower. She lifts up the cover to jump in, you know, and she's like, what is that smell? And she's like, oh no, I can't deal with this. She wanted to know how to break free and out of that situation immediately without upsetting him, because sometimes you tell people you don't smell that great, people get offended by that. You know, they kind of, like the guy from BMF that was, got the actors, a little Meech, whatever his name was, but someone embarrassed him, you know, at a premiere and said he smelled like onions and he was very upset about that. So, you know, sometimes you could want to say the right thing to people and you just don't know how to break the news to them. You know, it's all types of situations. There was a domestic issue with a gentleman that was involved with a young lady. He would, I don't know if it was passing gas, because accidents can happen. It's just that how compassionate about accidents are you is the question, you know, and he had a little pooper scooper in his pants and he basically took them off, according to her, because she witnessed it, not me. He took them off, hid them under a group of dirty clothes in the laundry room, and then put on clean underwear again. And she's like, you didn't even take a shower. So how gross is this, guys? So he now takes off the clean underwear and says, maybe I should take a shower. And she said she really wanted to see how bad the accident was, that he could just feel so free to put it in the laundry area and, you know, let it just hang out there. And she went in the laundry area while he was in the shower. And she said she pulled up the Poopa Scoopers and it was like a mound of Almond Joys. And she could not believe it that he really, instead of like getting a garbage bag, putting it in a garbage bag, saying, I made a mistake, you know, things happen. Maybe he had milk or ice cream that day, but facing the reality of, I had an accident and I can't just leave them in the laundry area with the regular clothes. Now, well, Cooper said she lost it. She lost it. She said she wanted to take those Poopa Scoopers and put it in his pillow because she couldn't believe that a grown man would actually have that type of behavior, you know? And she said she felt like she was going to lose her cool. So while he was in the shower, she kindly gathered her belongings and she left. She avoided a toxic domestic situation with someone who, I don't know what to call the person, because there was no real name besides Pooper Scooper that would fit the criteria of this individual. You know, it's not a good thing. It's definitely not a good thing. I'm getting messages, guys, by the way. People want to send messages, but I usually get to the messages after the show. So don't think I forgot about you. The next story I want to talk about is a lady that goes out and, you know, there's a guy there. They're just, you know, I'm not sure the level of their relationship, but she actually loses her cool. And at this particular venue, some people got injured because her and another gentleman are, you know, at first playing, you know, your mama smells bad, your daddy smells stink. They're going back and forth with each other like kindergartners. And basically, you know, what ends up happening, she ends up losing her cool. People got in the middle of them to separate them because it became violent. She actually put her hands on his neck to choke him. So I take it as though she was trying to choke the words out of his mouth because he made some remarks about her daughter, which were not good at all. Like, the kids out of it. You common practice amongst adults. But if you're dealing with children, this is the end result. So you got people's children involved, and now things have escalated. And she takes her glass, and after, you know, she chokes him, and people are now separating the squabble, because that's truly all it really was. She takes a glass and she throws it, and she doesn't hit the target. She actually hits someone else. And the target is trying to block the glass with his hand once he's seen it going airborne. And he actually got cut himself through the process. So it's a really sad thing when you can't control your temper because people are going to say mean things to you, you know. But you got to accept the fact that, you know, I think from what I was told, he made a comment about her vagina not smelling great. And I think this is what triggered it, because sometimes if a person knows they have an issue, you dig deep in the skin and it you know, you get the flesh. And I think at this point, she kind of knew this accusation is true about me. And how dare you, because I've shared some part of my intimate situations with you. How dare you broadcast it from our preschool event? You know, because that's exactly what it was, when two adults start calling each other names, you know, going back and forth, talking about your mother, your father. You know, it's a sad reality. You know, it's a that he was a direct family member of another individual. And he wanted to let me know that this guy's mother and sister died from HIV 6 months apart because they were sleeping with the same man. You know, I don't know how long that was going on, and I don't know the nature or the facts of the relationship, but I know the other family member tried to cover it up and say it was breast cancer. You know, they died 6 months apart, it was breast cancer, and they just died. But, and I understand it because, you know, sometimes you don't want to put your family business, not even family business, that's family downright dirt. If there's a man sleeping with your mother and your sister and you're okay with it. So I would say for that individual, you had to have some type of trauma in your life, you know, about it. And as a matter of fact, I believe it was the lady's son that was aware of that relationship. Mind you, I don't know if the guy that spread the little nasty bug, if he was a carrier or, you know, a direct, you know, giver of this situation. But just very sad to know that these type of secrets in a family can haunt someone to death, knowing, you know, and this is like trauma in the brain, knowing that your mother and your sister are sharing the same man. And I know people are saying, like, what? Listen, it happens. It happens. This is what happens. You know, it's unfortunate, but this is what happens not only in America, but many other countries. This is like the thing to do. And from my knowledge, they were from the South. So now they're alike, if you know what I mean. You know, that was their thing. That was a promissory note. I'm going to share my man with you and you're going to share your man with me. Or, you know, even sometimes the guys would go out and make babies. And then the women in those days would be very accepting. You know, that's his child. That's the child's mother. I'm the head of the household here. And whatever he does out there, who cares what anybody has to say? That's his responsibility. And do you see how times have changed with these weren't even called toxic relationships. This was the thing to do. Okay? Your man or your husband didn't come home at night. You weren't prowling the streets looking for him, calling every phone number in his phone. You knew he was out with Betty Sue or Mary Lou or whoever. There's no such thing as, you know, I'm going to get a restraining order. Restraining orders didn't even exist. They were not even thought about. And now people use these restraining orders as weapons against real people. You know, the psychotic inner mind that talks to them, tells them, you know, you can do this now. But had it been in those days where, like the young lady we talked about, going on all these trips with all these different men, and this guy's thinking she's his girlfriend, really? You know, this was a thing for men to do, but now women have turned the tables and said, you know what? I witnessed my mother take this abuse from a man, and I'm not going to take this abuse, nor am I going to settle for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go have 10 other men plus you. And if another long, he'll just be a tree of where we are in America. And this is what so-called leads to toxic relationships. Everybody gets broken up inside and they get, you know, emotional. They get very emotional to know that someone else has been in their cookie jar, you know? And it's very hurtful to someone who doesn't understand the rules to the game. This has been going on for decades, except the tables have turned now where the women have more men than the men have more women. You know, women are enjoying their freedom, their, you know, womanhood of being independent. This is what happened when they took the skirts off the women and said, you're free to wear pants. Now she's like, I'm the man of the house. You're no longer the man of the house, you know? And this is always, people sometimes criticize others of threesomes and swingers and all these other things, but you got to think about it. They didn't have a name for it back then. This is actually what existed. You know, and I'm gathering all of this from books that I've read, movies that I've seen that were nonfiction. You know, this is their truth. Because someone said, no, that's his story, not history. To me, it's history because you get to see a lot. You know, I was watching a movie the other day, and guys, I tell you, we'll talk about this next week because I'll have someone on the air with their toxic situation. And I really have some questions for this guy, but I'll discuss the movie with you guys next week. But, you know, I want this gentleman to explain to me, because I don't know. How do you consider this woman is out here with different men and you feel like it's a toxic situation? This has been something that's been going on for decades. And now you guys, you want to complain about it? You want to complain about the guy sitting at your dinner table having dinner with you. And guys, this is another true story. And that guy is actually sleeping with your wife and she's okay with it. You get home, he's already at your house with his shoes off. He's at your dinner table. He's got his plate in front of him. You don't have your plate in front of you yet. I mean, this is what it was. So when people start to say toxic relationships, I think I need some clarity on what is considered to be toxic about something that existed way before time, way before you guys were even thought about, before I was thought about. You know, it makes me wonder that she has 15 other different men. You know, is that crossing the line? Because, you know, if you reverse the tables and you go back in time and you read and you look at the nonfiction film that comes out and they tell you this is how it was. Mr. Joe had my mother plus five other women, and he had 10 other kids, and my mother had 10 kids with him. But guys, we'll get into that next week because I want the answer to that question. I'm so glad you guys joined me. It's almost 10 million people listening in today. I'm so glad to have you on. I'll see you guys next week, Tuesday. Same bat place, same bat time. Tommy Torres signing off. Have a good night, guys. Bye.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on IT Radio.